El Paso. Dayton. No more needs to be said. Just hearing those names, we know what they are. Two more mass shootings in a nation that has seen too many mass shootings. While I hesitated to speak about another mass shooting, for I feel as if I've spoken about them far too often, I feel it is our obligation not to look away. We as individuals and as a nation must not turn our attention away from what is happening. We must look at the horror that traumatizes our nation, that leaves so many dead, so many wounded, and so many families grieving. Regrettably, the pattern has become all too predictable. Breaking news: an assailant with an assault weapon shoots indiscriminately in the crowd, killing many, wounding many more. There are vigils. There are calls for gun control. There are those who claim it's too soon to talk about gun control. And the cycle repeats itself. A seemingly never-ending cycle of violence that is wreaking havoc on all of us. Even if we don't know anyone that has personally been present when such an event unfolds, the fact that so many shootings in so many different places have taken place, it is having an impact on all of us. We're all on edge, and we're not certain if and when it will happen again. We saw this in New York just a few days ago following the shootings in El Paso and Dayton. The backfiring of a motorcycle resulted in people fleeing Times Square. Assuming it was a shooting, people literally ran for their lives, some entering theaters to find safety, stopping performances in mid-act. And institutions are reworking their security protocols. Locked doors, armed guards, checked bags, all in an attempt to feel safe in places we once felt safe. We cannot turn our eyes from what is happening, how mass shootings are changing the nature of our nation and of our own lives. We've all been transformed by what's happening. Each shooting destroys the lives of those caught in the hail of bullets, and each shooting takes from all of us a sense of calm and security. El Paso, Dayton, I wish they are the last, but if history tells us anything, they won't be. All of us have a responsibility not to remain silent and to demand action. But for this moment, let us pause and remember that death cannot take that which is locked in our hearts. With our tears, in our sorrow, we remember. And today, we pledge ourselves to act. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.